It's Even Steven in the Senate. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News, at least at the moment.
49 Republicans, 49 Democrats now in the U.S. Senate. That comes after Democrat Mark Kelly won his bid for a full term of office as Arizona's U.S. Senator. The Fox News Decision Desk calling Kelly the winner over the GOP's Blake Masters. Two Senate seats yet to be claimed. One in Nevada, where the counting goes on for Republican Adam Laxalt and Democrat incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto. The other in Georgia, where Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker head into a runoff race next month.
Fox's Jill Nato. Turning to a pair of governor's races, the Fox News Decision Desk has projected that Republican Joe Lombardo has defeated incumbent Democrat Steve Sisolak in Nevada. In Arizona, the race between Democrat Katie Hobbs and Kerry Lake is still undecided. Lake remains confident she'll prevail.
One of the first things I'm going to do on day one is call a special session, bring the legislature in and say, fix these elections and restore honesty and transparency so we can have faith in our elections once again.
The latest vote count gives Hobbs a slight edge. The current leg of President Biden's overseas trip is happening in Cambodia. Today, he took part in a conference of Southeast Asian nations. Yesterday, at a UN climate summit in Egypt, he talked up the Inflation Reduction Act.
Look, our Department of Energy estimates that the new law will reduce emissions in the United States by about 1 billion tons in 2030, while unleashing a new era of clean energy powered economic growth.
On Monday, the president will sit down with his Chinese counterpart in Indonesia at the G20 summit. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The search for a missing teenager in Northern California has come to an end. The body of 16-year-old Trinity Backus has been found not far from where she was last seen on Wednesday night. Backus was at her aunt's house in Nevada City and left the residence around 10:30 at night, wearing only pajamas, a robe, and no shoes. Her body was discovered in a heavily wooded river drainage area about a half mile away. And authorities say at this point, there's nothing suspicious about her death. An autopsy will be performed to determine the cause. Terrifying moments for a group of young people in Philadelphia, some of them students at Temple University.
Philadelphia police say two male suspects entered an off-campus property where several students between 20 and 22 years old were sleeping. The eight women and three men were woken up and forced into the basement at gunpoint. The suspects then robbed the victims, taking debit and credit cards, cell phones, and keys to a silver Lincoln MKZ with Pennsylvania license plates. The suspects fled using the stolen vehicle.
Fox's Lauren Green, no injuries reported. Police at Temple say Friday morning's robbery happened just outside the university's patrol zone. A long marriage comes to a tragic end in Missouri.
Kenneth and Phyllis Zurr, both 84 years old, recently celebrated 63 years of marriage. Tragedy struck Thursday as a fire engulfed their home in New Melle, west of St. Louis. Kenneth had called dispatchers and opened the door for firefighters to enter. He then went back for his wife, who used a wheelchair and had fallen in the couple's bathroom. Firefighters say Kenneth refused to leave her behind, but the floor collapsed, trapping them both. The cause of the blaze is under investigation.
Fox's Tom Graham. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.